From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with news. So stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and the International Football Association, FIFA, to form Football Transformation Team. The 20th General Assembly of ASEAN Journalists opens on October the 12th in Bali. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that the government and FIFA, or the International Football Association, will form a transformation team for the country's football following the tragedy at Kanjuruhan Stadium, Malang, East Java. He stated while issuing a press statement online Friday evening that this is one of the points in the letter from FIFA as a follow-up of his phone conversation with FIFA President Gianni Infantino on Monday. FIFA, Asian Football Confederation or AFC, and Indonesian government will collaborate to develop security standards in all of Indonesia's stadiums. The three parties will then also formulate protocol standards and security procedure that the police conducted on the basis of the international security standard. The collaboration among Indonesia, AFC, and FIFA will also involve dissemination of information and discussion with football clubs in Indonesia, including supporters' representatives, to obtain suggestions, inputs, and collective commitment. The three parties will also highlight the match schedule to consider a risk potential that exists while also involving experts in their fields. President Joko Widodo also noted that Infantino will visit Indonesia in October of November to hold discussion with the government. Indonesia will host the 20th General Assembly of the Confederation of ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Journalists or CAJ in Bali from October the 12th until 15. Indonesian Foreign Ministry's Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy, Teuku Faizasa, said on Saturday that Indonesia, as the host, must show that the government and journalists can together create a peaceful climate for ASEAN countries. The Confederation of ASEAN Journalists Committee Chairperson, Ahmed Kurnia Suryawijaya, held a meeting with the Foreign Ministry on Friday about the upcoming conference. They discussed the ongoing preparations by the Indonesian Journalist Associations as the host of the General Assembly. Suryawijaya said that both the central and local committee are ready to welcome the ASEAN journalist delegates that will arrive in Bali. Outgoing Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan claimed that he has prepared infrastructure to handle puddles in Jakarta caused by high-intensity rainfall reaching 150 millimeters every 2 hours or higher than the daily average of 150 millimeters. He stated on Saturday that with this condition, the low-level and sunk areas are prone to flooding due to the high intensity of rainfall. To this end, the governor has optimized all infrastructures needed to anticipate and accelerate the handling of floods due to extreme rainfall. Earlier, the Jakarta Water Resources Service deployed 455 stationary pumps and also some mobile pumps to suck up water during floods that hit several locations in Jakarta a few days ago. In addition, hundreds of officers from the Public Infrastructure and Facilities Service and Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency in Jakarta were also deployed in flood mitigation. The public are also asked to remain careful and alert to the potential for inundation due to rainfall. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Female students in Tehran chanted "Get lost" as Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi visited their university campus on Saturday, October the 8th, and condemned protesters enraged by the death of a young woman in custody. Videos on social media showed. Raisi addressed professors and students at Al-Zahra University in Tehran, reciting a poem that equated rioters with flies as nationwide demonstrations entered a fourth week. A state coroner's report denied that the 22-year-old Mahsa Amini had died due to blows to the head and limbs while in custody of the morality police and linked her death to pre-existing medical conditions. Amini, an Iranian Kurd, was arrested in Tehran on September the 13th for wearing inappropriate attire and died 3 days later. Her death has ignited nationwide demonstrations, marking the biggest challenge to Iran's clerical leaders in years. After a call for mass demonstration on Saturday, security forces shot at protesters and used tear gas in the Kurdish cities of Sandandaj and Sakes, according to the Iranian human rights groups. South Korea's military said North Korea fired 2 ballistic missiles into the sea on Sunday. South Korean Yonhap News Agency reported it was the latest in a blitz of launches amid tensions over U.S.-led military exercises in the region. The South Korean Military Joint Chief of Staff announced the launches from the southeast of the country, the 7th and 8th, in 2 weeks without giving further details. North Korea on Saturday had defended its recent flurry of missiles tests as a legitimate counter to U.S. military threats following days of joint military exercises of the South, Japan, and United States. Hong Kong could damage its reputation as a financial hub if it gives heaven to sanctioned dodgers, the United States cautioned Saturday, after the city said it would not act against a super yacht reportedly owned by a Kremlin ally. The North, a $500 million US vessel linked to Russian billionaire Alexei Mordashov, arrived in the China's territory waters this week. Mordashov is among the oligarchs who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin and have been targeted by Western sanctions following Moscow's invasions of Ukraine. Some of them have had their luxury yachts seized in places such as Spain and Fiji, but Hong Kong said Friday that while it implements UN sanctions, it cannot enforce those imposed unilaterally by countries or blocs. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Thank you. Spotlight of the week is on President Joko Widodo encourages the role of creative economy in global economic recovery. Indonesian President Joko Widodo opened the third Creative Economy Conference, or the 2022 World Conference on Creative Economy, WCCE, at the Bali International Convention Center last Thursday, October 6, in Badung Regency, Bali Province. In his speech, the president said Indonesia will take a leading role in building an inclusive creative economy ecosystem, including encouraging a greater role of the creative economy in the global economic recovery. The head of state believes that in the future, the creative economy can be a solution in improving the standard of living of the wider community and sustainable because it can break down geographical, gender, racial, and economic strata boundaries. According to the president, creative industries are no longer local products consumed by locals, but can easily become global products that are enjoyed by people across countries. In his speech, the president also appreciated the implementation of the Third World Conference on Creative Economy, which is a global initiative as a vehicle to echo and inclusive creative missions with relevant discussion topics. The president hopes that the conference can produce a roadmap to accelerate the recovery process national and global economy. The holding of the 2022 World Conference on Creative Economy in Bali resulted in a creative economy roadmap for global economic recovery called the Bali Creative Economy Roadmap or Bali Roadmap. With the creative economy being the backbone of global economic revival, this was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, during the press conference in Badung, Bali, Thursday. Bali Roadmap is the result of a discussion process that has been circulated to member countries, international organizations, and concerned parties since June 2022. The Bali Roadmap was adopted at a ministerial-level meeting and has been ratified by Minister Sandiaga Uno, who said it will be a legacy for Indonesia in the international creative economy sector. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll begin today in history with October the 9th, 1962, the independence of Uganda. The Republic of Uganda is a country in East Africa. In the 19th century, Uganda was ruled by the British and Egyptians. At that time, Uganda became one of the provinces of Egypt called Equatoria. The control of Equatoria by Egypt ended in the reign of Emin Pasha in 1889 and passed to the British in 1890. The struggle for independence from Britain began in 1945 until 1949, when there was a riot of the proletariat. In 1953, King Mutesa II was exiled to England and returned to Uganda in 1955. Finally, on October the 9th, 1962, Uganda gained independence from Britain. Turning to October the 9th, 1966, David Cameron was born. David William Donald Cameron is the former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and also a leader of the Conservative Party. On June the 24th, 2016, the day after the Brexit referendum that determined the fate of the United Kingdom's membership in the European Union, Cameron announced his resignation. Back in the 2010 general election, the Conservative Party had managed to get its best results since 1992 with the most parliamentary seats, although it was still 20 seats short of achieving a general majority. On May 11, 2010, Gordon Brown stepped down from his post and Cameron was appointed the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom then. I'll end today in history with October the 9th, 2004, the death of Jacques Derrida. Jacques Derrida is a French philosopher. He is known for developing semiotic analysis known as deconstruction. He is an important figure in postmodern philosophy. During his career, he wrote more than 40 books, hundreds of essays, and public presentations. He is considered a major influence in the social sciences and humanities, law and anthropology, historiography, linguistics, sociolinguistics, and so on. His work became a major influence in continental Europe and Latin America. That was Today in History.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report. I'm really sorry because at the moment I cannot fulfill your request. But as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. So here is the song.
Ingin Apa yang harus ku kata pada dirimu?
Bagaimana cara ku meyakinkanmu ingin ku bersama-sama meluangkan saat-saat berada di sisimu?
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition presents you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on the Indonesian government forms a fact-finding team for the Kanjuruhan tragedy. The Kanjuruhan tragedy in Malang after the football match between Arema FC and Persebaya on Saturday, October the 1st in Indonesian Football League 1 has brought many fatalities and injuries. The Kanjuruhan tragedy is not only under the spotlight in the country, but also in the international community. In this regard, Indonesian President Joko Widodo ordered the relevant parties to immediately investigate and resolve the problems and post-tragedy handling to find out the causes and find facts about the origin of the incident. President Joko Widodo has also spoken with FIFA President Gianni Infantino that the International Football Federation won't give any sanctions to Indonesia and has expressed its readiness to help improve the governance of Indonesian football. After visiting the scene and the families of the victims, President Joko Widodo said all costs for treating the victims of the Kanjuruhan tragedy were borne by the government. In addition, the president ordered the Minister of Public Works and Public Housing to audit all stadiums used by the Indonesian Football League 1, 2, and 3. As for the National Police Chief, the Minister of Youth and Sports, and the Indonesian Football Association to evaluate the match and the security procedures for the implementation. Meanwhile, referring to the direct order of the President, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, on Monday in Jakarta said that he had formed an independent fact-finding team. It will be led by the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, and according to him, the post-tragedy settlement cannot be done individually and must synergize according to their respective capacity. The team consisted of a total of 13 people, 3 team leaders, and 10 members. In addition, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, said he would be a part of the team's membership. With this team, it is hoped that the causes and root of the Kanjuruhan tragedy can be immediately revealed. That was My Indonesia Today.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
VOI listener, now we will reply to an email from Nazir Ahmad Haudri in Pakistan. Hello, sir. Thank you for your always turning our broadcast. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you, Mr. Nazir Ahmad Haudri. Happy listening.
Banyak hal indah ingin ku coba. Semua yang ada di dunia, warna yang akan ku lukiskan, menghiasi tinggalkan jejakku nanti.
I just dream of you, dream and dream and every day, thinking lots of things to see in front of me. Mata semua cerita bahagia, cinta cintakan ku lukiskan, menghiasi tetapkan jejakku nanti.
That was the second song presented by Voice of Indonesia. You are still tuned to the program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Putri Asih Cave is located in the village of Mulyo Agung in the Montong area of Tuban District, East Java. This cave is very beautiful and is located in the middle of an unspoiled thick forest. The location is not too far away, only about 30 kilometers from downtown Tuban, which is famous as the city of a thousand caves. The location of Putri Asih Cave, which is not too far away from the center of Tuban city, but rather secluded, makes Putri Asih Cave very interesting as an adventure tourist spot. This cave is still natural and has not undergone any renovation at all. Even the entire floor is still clay. So, those who don't have an adventure spirit will find it difficult to explore the cave passages. Another beauty of the cave, which has an area of about 4 hectares and a 2,150 meters long hallway, is the amazing cave ornaments. They are still original with beautiful stalactites and stalagmites in various shapes and colors. Some of them are still alive, meaning can still grow lengthwise. There was a large stalagmite that was slightly bluish in color and resembling a princess shawl. Therefore, this cave is called Putri Asih or Princess Asih Cave. You can visit this tourist location by private vehicle or public transportation. If you take public transportation, just ride from the Tuban terminal to the Montong direction. On the way to Putri Asih Cave, you will pass a rocky road as far as 2.5 kilometers while enjoying the charming scenery. You can stay in Tuban, which provides hotels with varying prices. If you like adventure and have the opportunity to visit Tuban, don't forget to drop by Putri Asih Cave. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag for today, I would like to inform that the VOI International Quiz 2022 will be announced real soon. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Don't miss it. And we listeners, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song to all of you. Enjoy!
Percuma, percuma, percuma.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia on the shortwave frequency 3325 kHz and streaming voinews.id. For the next segment, we'll present you Miscellany.
Tidore Islands in North Maluku will build an underwater museum. The location that will be used as underwater museums are Tanjung Tongwai and Tanjung Soasio. Underneath both are underwater sites with various artifacts. Tidore will also return some of the antique objects that have been lifted to be returned to their original place under the sea, including some cannons and jars of Spanish heritage that sank in the 16th century. Previously, coordination would be carried out with Central Halmahera Regency because one of the cannons raised in the 1900 was the district's assets. Regional Competitiveness Specialist from the Faculty of Administrative Sciences, University of Indonesia, Rahma Fitriati said, shipwrecked goods from ancient ships have great maritime tourism potential for the surrounding community. if the Tidore Underwater Museums is carried out, according to Rahma Fitriati, it will provide its own uniqueness that is not found in other dive sites in the world, such as the diving tourism objects at the Parthenon of Underwater Museum in Greece. The Underwater Museum has dozens of ceramic wine containers that are the site of the Peristera shipwreck from the 5th century BC. To promote it, the local government plans to make a gate or map to the location of the underwater site. To note, the Suasio site has a beautiful underwater panorama because of this collection of coral reefs and beautiful fish species. Likewise, with the Tanjung Tongwai site, which is at a depth of about 30 to 42 meters, some of the artifacts found at the two sites are generally found at a depth of 37 to 42 meters and buried more than half its size. Ceramics artifacts from the Suasio site include fragments of blue and white ceramics plates and bowls from China dating to the reign of Emperor Wan Li during the Ming Dynasty from 1575 to 1620. The other is a whole plate of flora and fauna motifs produced in Suatou, South China, during the time of Emperor Wan Li. In addition, there are also types of ceramics from the time of Emperor Tianqi, 1620 until 1627, with the motif of a musician playing a traditional musical instrument. That was Miscellany Today on Tidore to have an underwater museum filled with artifacts.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah fi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Cause I don't mean to spend sleepless nights alone. I don't mean to tell that I need you as my home. I don't mean to care to the silliest thing you do. Cause I don't mean to love. There's no need for rushing, babe. Right now, holding our breath, counting to ten, finding our own way to take a chance. The way you say things when you're talking. Show. Got me thinking of one thing. Is it real? What should I do with this feeling? Feeling. Cause I don't mean to spend sleepless nights alone. I don't mean to tell that I need you as my home.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja. Lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Oh, terangilah gelapnya untukku. Sinarilah hatinya yang beku. Kembalikan semuanya.
Sekian lama kau ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang. Merengku rindu padamu, tak akan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Yang selalu kau berikan sudah.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak seperti kamu yang mampu tanpa. Bagaimana
kasih buat selama ini. Kamu jangan kangen sama aku.
VOI listener, wherever you are, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion, comments, criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Don't forget to follow our TikTok account, RRI Voice of Indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.